Hi there, it's Tamika, and welcome to my first installment of Expressions, where I share what's on my heart and in my mind as I explore the things we're all trying to figure out in our lives, getting a little more intimate about my story and my journey. I've been thinking a lot about what we truly mean when we say, trust your process. It's a phrase that definitely gets thrown around a lot, mostly to serve as a kind of keep going, sis, to those that have grown weary in their pursuits. And it probably doesn't always provide the encouragement intended. I know I've heard it many times myself from people I respect and admire during moments when I needed direction and clarity. Sometimes I'd walk away thinking, what exactly does that mean? So here's my take on this popular but loaded phrase that doesn't usually get the expounding it deserves. You see, no one is immune to adversity. No one is immune to things going wrong. Not even prayer can help you avoid experiencing difficulties in life. And I believe in prayer. Not only do I believe in the power of prayer, I live by it. But what I'm talking about isn't about your beliefs. Well, it is in a sense, but let me explain what I mean. You see, your prayer life, your beliefs, your relationship with whatever higher being you believe in are what sustain you when things get rough. But none of that will exclude you from the process. As you pursue your dreams and desires, things will go wrong. They will. Money will get low. Resources will be scarce, if not non-existent. People will abandon you, relationships will end, your circumstances will shift, you'll experience angst, you'll fail, you'll come up short, you'll wrestle with whether you have what it takes or not. Things won't go the way you imagined or fantasized about, and you'll find out you know far less than you thought you did. But guess what? All of this is normal. It's all a part of the game. Despite how you might feel, you didn't make a wrong turn or even a bad decision. This is just what happens when you get really intentional about a pursuit. The pursuit of something with big payoffs and big rewards. Actually, you should breathe a sigh of relief because adversity is usually a good indication that you're probably onto something that has the potential to change the trajectory of your life. Yes. Daring to accomplish the different, the unusual, the extraordinary is just that powerful of a force. You see, when we dare to do something different, there's a force that comes to test how committed we are to it. It's true for all of us, whether you believe in Jesus or Buddha. This is a principle that is always at work. And not because there's some mystic force working against you. Nope, it's quite the opposite. The adversity comes to prune you for the destination. The hard times show up to help shape you, to get rid of all the stuff that can't go where you're going. They come to confront your shortcomings, expose your inconsistencies, and reveal your incorrigible tendencies that will undoubtedly interfere with the success you're trying to achieve. Bringing all these things that have the potential to sabotage your efforts to the surface so that they can be removed, cleansed, and renewed. And all of this is to ensure that when you get there, you'll have what it takes to stay there. I remember hearing Dr. Monroe say, "Be careful what you ask God for." Because if you're not ready to properly manage it, your prayer, your asking, is an invitation for God to prepare you for the thing you desire. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Welcome the adversity and troubling times. Be okay with failing, fail, and then fail again. Being careful to separate the failures you experience from your identity. You are not it, and it is not you. It's simply an experience. An experience that has the ability to push you forward with more wisdom and moxie, with more clarity and confidence, if you let it. So as you set out to achieve greatness and accomplish all these amazing feats, remember, your desire is just the beginning. So ask yourself, do you have what it takes to see it through to the end? Will you trust your process and keep showing up to do the hard work? Or will you fold while you're being prepared to receive? Only you can decide. Well, guys, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you have, please do me a favor and share and tell a friend about this episode. And I look forward to you joining me for the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to Expressions on Behind This Woman podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, do us a favor and rate, comment, and subscribe. Hop over and follow us on Instagram at behindthiswoman_podcast. Or you can visit our website at www.behindthiswoman.com. See you next week.